You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up?
You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it.
Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. And welcome to Rant Speak. I thought I'd get back on the radio. Let me just turn it up in my headphones here. Welcome one, welcome all, welcome to Rant Speak. Welcome to the 15 listeners that I have here. You know, I just can't escape it. Can't escape getting on the radio and talking to the people out there. Just love doing it. Hey, Bach. Hey, Kim Eve. Hey, Synthasia in the IRC. And if you're not in the IRC, go hop in. Because then you can chat back at me. I'm actually going to set up Skype as well. So you can call in and talk with me on the radio. And we'll see how that goes. So I thought I'd come on and update everyone on what's happening. What's happening with Rant Radio? What's happening with Rant Media? What's happening with Rant TV? A lot of people think feeling a little bit disconnected. Disconnected from what Rant Radio is doing without some sort of feedback, some sort of weekly cleansing, with some sort of weekly update that they can hear all the time. And I can understand that. You know, you get used to the shows being on week after week for 5 years, you know, the What the Hell show and the Sean Kennedy show, the Sean TV show. You know, I love the connection to the live aspect, where I can talk to everyone out there, everyone that's listening. It's just very cool. So if you want to get on my Skype list, let me just check out my name on the Skype list here. Just one second. Yeah, if you've got Skype, just type in Rant Radio. You can contact me. And I'll post the... there we go. There's APOC. I'll post the Skype webpage so everyone can download and take a look at it. And then they can see if they want to chat with me. Welcome, Smokehouse. Yes, I did just jump on now, and I don't know if you're listening. You probably are now, by now. Just turn up the effect here a bit. No, not too much. There we go. And you just happened to tune in. Very creepy. Very, very creepy. Oh, my headphones are all going nuts all over the place. Yeah, I just happened to get this all set up just in time for tonight. I was just thinking about it, right? Just thinking... everyone's like, oh, we need some feedback. They love hearing the weekly show all the time. Oh, APOC on the phone, but it is added. So there's Skype in the channel there. Anyway, so I thought I'd come on and give you some updates about what's happening. And there is a lot of things happening. Just because a weekly show isn't on, doesn't mean that things aren't happening. And there is. I just put up a webpage on the Ramp Media site here. If you want to hop over to Ramp Media, rampmedia.ca, and I changed the tops there. You can see there's news, divisions, Ramp Media release dates. Now, that's the new thing. So you can see when everything is coming out, so because people keep asking me, when's this coming out? When's this happening? When's this happening? And it's also kind of a to-do list for me, too. So there's a bunch of stuff coming out very shortly, 2 weeks. Episode 9 of SKTFM.TV is coming out. And that's going to be fun. That's going to be a fun one. Lots of cool stuff, some new things. So I put that February 2004. And the next thing on the list, SKTFM.TV DVD sets. Finally, a good version of SKTFM.TV. You can get the Burning Man stuff. You can get all the episodes that you've been seeing in really crappy form on the DivX downloads. And these are pristine DVD quality, directly from the source. There's going to be 4 episodes per DVD. So 2 hours per DVD. And so episodes 1 through 8 are going to be on there. And there's going to be a commentary track, nice menus, maybe some bonus little hidden features I'll throw in. Of course I'll throw them in. You have to find them. So that's coming out next month, which is going to be fun. Sean and I are doing commentary track. Smokehouse and I have been working on the commentary tracks. We've got 1 show left to record, I believe. No, 2 shows left to record. So we're almost there. Also coming out in February 2004. Yeah, all the crappy stuff in clarity. Smokehouse, if you want to get back on my Skype list here, just add me again because I had to reinstall Skype because I had to reinstall my computer. So, and also in 2004, February, the Sean Kennedy Radio Show DVD set, I believe 77 episodes on 2 DVDs, every one of them, 128-bit quality, kilobits per second quality, 128-bit, yeah, that'd be great, 128 kilobits per second quality with all the IRC transcripts. So you can follow along with all the shows. And these DVDs, even if you don't have a DVD player in your computer, you can put them in your DVD, in your, like in your stereo system. Now most of them play MP3s right off. All you have to do is press play. They'll go through, find the MP3s, just press forward. March 2004, the Porn on Beta CD is coming out. Rant Media's band. With me as a singer. So we're almost done the vocals for that one. Brand new Road to Nowhere CD. That, and keeping in the spirit of Ramp Media, the CD is free. Okay, Smokehouse corrected me. 79 episodes, yeah. The CD is absolutely free. You can download it right off the Porn on Beta site. All the songs, absolutely free. You can share it with your friends, pass it around. And believe me, it's worth the wait. I promised it like in November, December. But it is coming out. Almost all the songs are recorded. And we're also working on a video for a couple of the songs. Should be fun. Later on in the year, there's 6 more projects. The Sean Kennedy TV show DVD set. Every single Sean Kennedy TV show in pristine DVD quality. It's awesome. That'll be good because some people weren't able to catch it. Some people were on dial-up. They wouldn't be able. They weren't able to see it. Some of the episodes aren't. Sorry. tracks aren't available for download, this will be the complete set. Just one second. If you want to get, if you want to talk with me, I'm going to do some calls, internet calls later. You can just look for my name, not my name, you can look for Rant Radio. I'm just going to get hook up Smokehouse here because I'm sure he'll want to hop on. I'm just going to send, get his name and add him to my list. Just one second. Tonight's background music is Mellotron from their album Klangkombinat, 1999 to 2003. There we go. We got Smokehouse on there now. Next on the list, the Getaway from Y2K movie. Now this is going to be awesome. You've seen little clips of it, little tiny snippets of it, and the SKTFM.TV episodes, especially in the intro. You see Sean shooting the shotgun in the intro. That's from Getaway from Y2K. You've seen Sean throwing a kukri at the tree, I think, in the intro. That's Getaway from Y2K. What else is from there? Well, I'll explain it to you what it was. We went up to near NBC, we went up into the woods for the Y2K rollover, 1999 to 2000. We went up into the woods, brought a whole bunch of equipment, all the Rant people. Stayed up there for 5 or 6 days. Totally kitted out. We had a generator, we brought up a tower computer, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Right now I'm getting permission from all the people that are involved in this. And I've got permission from some of the main people so far. So it's still going to be good. Even if a lot of other people say no to appearing in the DVD, I can cut out their parts. But so far I've got 4 out of about 10 or 12 people's permission. I'm still getting more permission from people. The next one, late 2004, Cimmerian in Europe. I went to Europe, as some of you may know, and took my camera with me, of course. So I'm going to make a compilation kind of documentary of my trip to Europe. That should be somewhat interesting to people. If it's not interesting, it'll get cut down to like a 10-minute thing or a 15-minute thing, but I shot a lot of film over there. I'll post the page where all these are appearing from that you can follow along. Nobody's saying anything in the IRC, so maybe they're listening. The next one, Burning Man 2003. Yeah, not just Burning Man 2001 I went to. I went to 2003, brought my camera again. I went with Niacin, Manuel O'Kelly, Side Slide, and a Panther P. Drove down with Side Slide and had a blast down there. Set up the Rant Radio tent, flew up the Rant Radio flag. It was awesome. I'll be posting some pictures from that soon. So I've got a bit of a cough. That's one of the delays of the Porn on Beta CD. I haven't been able to record any vocals. It's been I've had this little nagging little cough in the back of my throat for like 3 weeks. Very annoying. Another one, late 2004, Off-Road with Rant. Long time ago, like 5-6 years ago, me and some of the Rant crew went up in our 4x4s and tore up the woods with their 4x4s. You saw a clip in SKTFM.tv of one of the parts where Sean uses his belt to pull the Jeep from close disaster. And that's from one of the adventures. We go through mud, we go through snow. Sean's in there, Drexel's in there, a bunch of other Rant people. And another one, late 2004, the What the Hell DVD set. Now, this one's been in the works for a long time because there's so many episodes of the What the Hell show. Some of you in the IRC may know of it. Some of you have downloaded it. Maybe some of you were even live there listening to it. It aired like 3 years ago on Rant Radio. Whole Rant crew was in the studio. All had microphones. Chaos, fun. It was amazing. It was so cool. I think there's like 120 episodes or something like that. Tons, 122. And so I've got them all on videotape. I have to put them all down onto MP3. And I'm very close to being done. And you'll get the IRC with that. You'll get the 128 kilobits per second with that. Probably be three DVDs. Three or four DVDs. So this is long awaited. Some of these nobody's even ever heard before because they're still sitting in my closet on VHS. APOC was listening live. Smokehouse was listening live. A lot of new people in the IRC here. Which is very cool. Kim Eve, Harlequin, Motekai. Sorry, I'm like butchering your names here. Synthasia. Smokehouse is still scraping the what the hell out of his brain. Yeah, me too. It was very, very trying towards the end. Oh, it was pretty brutal. So I've got some assignments for people out there. Got a couple jobs. Really easy. Really, really easy jobs. If you've got a video camera, you can do one of these jobs. If you've got a microphone, you can do another one of these jobs. What I need is your voice and your face on Rant Radio and Rant TV. I've got a bunch of them already from local people around here. What I need for you to do is send in the highest quality you can of you with the camera pointed at you saying, "Hi, this is so-and-so, and you're watching Rant TV, and I'll put your face in the Rant TV rotation." I've already got seven people ready to upload into that. I just have to spiff it up a bit and put some titles on it and stuff. And if you don't have a camera, no big deal. What you need is a microphone, and most computers come with a microphone. You can get a microphone for cheap, borrow a microphone. And if you've got a microphone, what I want you to do is to say, "Hi, this is so-and-so from blah, 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 from Missouri, USA," or something like that. "And you're listening to Rant Radio." And that's what I want you to do. And send that in. And the place you can send it to is the FTP site. And just upload it to ftp.rantradio.com. LSR42, first day in Rant Radio. Well, welcome to the fold. So those are some easy assignments that you can do. And I'm going to put them up in the projects directory. Smokehouse is going to done. Haven't gotten around to it yet. Smokehouse is also learning English. Bear with him. So what we're going to do here is see if we can hook up a phone call with Smokey and get him on the air and talk to APOC as well. And if you don't know about What the Hell, you can go listen to it. There's tons of episodes. Let me just find the link for you because it is kind of buried right now. I'm going to bring it out into the open a bit more. It's a little hard to find, but let me get it for you. Here's the What the Hell audio archive. And you can download tons of the episodes, probably 100, close to 100 of the episodes there. Maybe about 75. Oh, 122 episodes, there you go. There's another person. So let's try and take a phone call here and see how it works. See if APOC will take a call right now. So we're ringing APOC. APOC. Calling APOC. Calling APOC. Calling APOC. APOC. Oh, he hung up. What a bastard. That didn't work. Now he's offline. Welcome. Well, that's wonderful. Okay. Come on. Where's everyone? It's just Smokehouse left. I don't really want to talk to Smokehouse. Come on. Anybody else? No? Okay. Smokehouse time. Let's see if we can get Smokehouse on the line here. Ringing. Ringing Smokehouse. Ringing. Ringing Smokehouse. Ringing. Ringing Smokehouse. Ringing. Ringing Smokehouse. Smokehouse is running to his phone. Crawling to his phone. Smokehouse has left the building. Okay. Hang on, he says. Okay. Well, hang on. I'll let it ring. No big deal. Rant Radio Industrial is, I can't talk with that. What the hell's going on? Smokehouse is calling. Okay. There we go. Hey, Smokehouse. Smokehouse? Smokehouse. Smokehouse? No. Smokehouse? Smokehouse. Smokehouse? Yeah, that's working wonderful. Yeah. Anyway, come on. Smart people. Get on. APOC, what are you doing? Encoding. Smokehouse? 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 What the hell's going on? Bear with me, because this is the first time we've actually done it live. I don't know why it's being such a bitch about it. Jeez. Very strange. I'll phone him again. Maybe Smokehouse needs to get his computer fixed. Smokehouse. Oh, you suck. Come on. APOC? APOC. APOC's phoning. APOC?
Hello?
There we are. APOC! APOC? Don't hang up. APOC! APOC!
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? APOC? APOC.
I can't hear anything now.
APOC! APOC!
Yes.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Excellent. How are you doing tonight?
I'm not doing too bad. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Doing pretty good. Oh, the quality's not too bad. A little sketchy on your end. How am I coming through?
You're coming through great now that I turned off Winamp.
Yeah. Doing them both things at once probably is not very good, eh?
Yeah. Took me a minute to figure that out.
Am I loud enough coming through on your side?
Oh, yeah, plenty loud.
Excellent. So you're just happening to be in the IRC while I'm doing this show?
I am always on IRC.
Always in the IRC. So you're a long-time listener, first-time caller?
No, this is about my fifth time calling.
Fifth time calling. Okay, never mind then.
Yeah, I used to call back in the what the hell days.
Oh, wow. Long time listener.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have this technology back then. This makes it a lot easier. I don't have to pay for the calls now, huh?
Ah, too bad it was easier that way.
So much easier, so much clearer. Let's see if I can turn up your audio level. I don't know if people can hear you out there. Just 1 second.
Oh.
There. Say something.
I'm actually turning it up on my end.
I think there we go, a little bit louder. That might be a bit better for people.
Yeah, I can't tell.
There we go. You sound like you're going through a tin can, but hey, what do you do?
Oh, that's because I live in a tin can.
You live in a tin can? This is the natural This is a natural audio effect that of your room, of your house. So, what keeps you around Rant Radio? Why do you stick around for so damn long?
Boredom.
Boredom. Nothing better to do.
It's good entertainment.
Yeah, good cheap entertainment. I mean, it's free, right? You just have to click play, and all of a sudden we're on your speakers, on your screen.
Yeah. Plus, I know just about everybody that comes in and out of this room, so.
Well, yeah, by now, huh? You can recognize almost everybody in this list constantly if you're always in the IRC.
Yeah. Not an op for nothing, right?
No, not an op or anything. Just at the top, above my name. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, what do you think of all the projects coming down the line? Sound pretty interesting.
It sounds like you guys are going to be very busy.
Well, I'm going to be busy. Those are all my projects. So I have to space them out and prioritize them and see which one's going to be best to do first.
Yeah, the entire Rant Radio staff is going to be working around the clock on this.
Yeah. Well, I try and offload as much as I can to Smokehouse, you know. He has nothing better to do, right?
Something like that.
And that's not even the full list. We're doing some more projects, Sean and I. They're secret right now because they're not fully formed yet, but they'll be fun. They'll... Not going back to radio. That's passe. We're done with the radio. Going on to TV shows and movies and stuff like that.
Ooh, movies.
Yeah, movies, short films, stuff like that. That should be fun.
Should be fun.
So you have anything else to say? I guess you've got a microphone. You gonna record a promo? Record a little station ID for us?
I'll see if I can't find a video camera.
Oh, that'd be sweet. That'd be even better to get a video one. And send in an audio one, too. Just like, hey, this is APOC from wherever the hell I am. You're listening to Rant Radio, and you can Rant Radio Industrial, Rant Radio Talk. I'll put on any of them. Just say Rant Radio, then I can put it on any of them.
All right.
Makes it easy that way.
Yeah. So, go talk to Smokehouse. I'm going to go to bed.
I shall do that. Yeah, it's a little late for a lot of people. So, I'll let you go. I'll let you go, and you can get some sleep.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Yeah, see ya. That was APOC. Long-term listener. Let's see who this Nick Thompson is. Oh, Synthanasia. Maybe I shouldn't have said his full name. Oh, well. Synatheist.
Hello, Sim.
Hello, Synatheist. How do you pronounce your name?
Synesthesia.
Synesthesia?
Synesthesia, yes.
Oh, it's like thin and then aesthesia, like...
Synesthesia, yes. You can actually look it up on dictionary.com, and there's a nice little pronunciation there for you.
Oh, it's a real, it's a full word, that whole thing.
Synesthesia, it's a neurological disorder where people's colors... different things like that. Letters have colors, sounds have shapes, that kind of thing.
Oh.
Sort of a hearing, visual, stimulus fuck-up of some sort.
Wow, that is very cool. it's a mesh of all your senses, and they're intertwined, and they're getting mixed up, right?
Right, so your letters would have an individual color. Like, every time you see an O, it's a orange or something.
Oh, wow. I've seen those, have you ever seen those ones where they have the color blue? I mean, the word blue, and it's actually orange, and you can't say blue. You keep saying orange, because I don't know if I'm explaining it very well.
I think I get what you're saying.
It's written out as blue, and they ask you what color is that, and you'll say blue, even though it's orange.
It's some linguistic bullshit. I've seen that before.
Right. So, how long have you been listening?
Not very long. I've actually been doing this for a month, but I do some independent radio down here in Texas. So.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to see what else is happening.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
AOS 89.1 FM, College Station in Bryan, your community radio for the Brazos Valley.
Plug, 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 plug.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to talk to you about maybe some cross-promotion.
Well, that's sometimes possible. Usually not, because we are we're non-commercial, right?
So we're also a non-commercial station.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Mm-hmm. It works better that way. No influence from outside sources that want you to do what they say, or else they'll pull their funding, right?
Yeah, we have to do pledge drives and stuff like that, but I mean,
you have real world costs, right?
Yeah, we actually maintain a transmitter and a studio and all that good stuff. So
that's right. Probably pay for broadcasting licenses and et cetera, et cetera.
We have PRI, Pacifica, and BBC that we have to pay for. Everything else is locally produced.
Oh, all the news feeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I worked at college radio as well way back in the day, like in 91, University of Calgary. I was on there. I wasn't on the radio. Well, I sort of was. I did commercials for them, or little promos. There was no commercials because it's university radio. And I've always loved radio. It sounds like you have a voice that would be on the radio. Are you actually on the radio as a DJ?
I am, in fact, on the air. I'm a DJ, and then I do some various kind of promotional spots when it's needed. Of course, I'm talking through a shitty lavalier mic back here, so, you know, I don't have the quality of a Neumann or a 58 back here, so.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. It's going through the internet and degrading it really, really well as part of that. So it sounds like crap anyway, no matter what kind of microphone you'd be using over there.
Rock and roll. Yeah, we do Friday nights. We do a hip-hop, electronic, kind of EBM industrial type thing.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, the good thing about Rock College Radio is you could tune in at any time, and it would be a different kind of music. And it really opens people up to new sounds. And
it's actually, though, independent from the college station that we have here. It's a community station. So.
Oh, okay. Well, same kind of thing, too. Like, community stations do the same. You just sign up for a show, and if you're good enough, they give you a time slot and play whatever, right?
Right. Yeah, if you guys are legitimately non-commercial, you can give us some spots, and we can run them during our show, at least.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, we are legitimately non-commercial. We've never had commercials. And non-profit, too.
Awesome, awesome.
We get donations, like, for equipment. But
and that sort of thing.
Well, no, we wouldn't be able to pay for the bandwidth. We use about 8 terabytes a month, if you can believe
that.
Yeah, that is a lot. That's a massive, massive amount. It would cost a fortune. Nobody would be able to donate enough. So luckily, there's some nice people out there donate to us their bandwidth. So it works out well.
That's cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let you go.
All right. Good stuff. Take it easy, Sim.
You betcha. Later. And I still can't pronounce the name. Synthasia. Yeah, I got it. There we go. Let's get Smokehouse. Let's try Smokehouse. I like this ring.
Hello?
Smoke? No, I dialed
you. You got synesthesia.
I swear, I clicked on smoke. Sorry about that.
Take it easy, man.
Later. Oops. 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 There we go. Smokehouse's name is right in front of me. I'm not going to make the mistake again. That's embarrassing. It's like your fingers are automatically dialed. You ever picked up the phone and your fingers just kind of automatically dial somebody? Hey, Smoke. Smokey. Smoke. Bastard. Hey, you. Oh, God. Oh, I heard something. Voices, whispers, ghosts in the night.
Hello?
There he is. Smokehouse, how's it going?
You got me now?
Yeah, I got you now. Sounds like a very bad radio transmission. I don't know why, but between us on Skype, it's just crap.
Yes, it's 3 in the morning here.
I was you don't sound like crap. The connection's crap. You're okay.
I was just about to go to bed.
Oh, and then I called you up. You'd listen till I went off the air, wouldn't you? Maybe I would. I'd say something bad about you after you went off. After you go to bed, though.
No, I mean before you called me up.
Oh, before I called you up, you're about to go to bed.
I didn't even have the station turned on.
Oh, oops.
And told me I should turn it on now.
Some voice came to you.
Just to see what's playing. What is this? Talking.
Whose voice is it?
Now I have to stay up.
Oh, I'm awful, aren't I?
Well, not right now, but could be a moment.
I'm just going to turn you up. Just one second.
I have to be quiet.
No, you don't have to be quiet. There you go. I've turned you up now.
Well, I have to be quiet here.
Oh, you have to be quiet there. You've got your headphones on, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you have to be really quiet. So, no problem. I can crank you up as loud as we want. I wish we had this technology for What the Hell Show. That would have been so awesome.
Yes, that would have been nice.
But, you know, time progresses. Technology progresses. Skype is pretty damn easy, and it just works. I don't know what was the problem earlier, but...
Working pretty good right now.
Yeah, it's working awesome.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, no robot voices yet. I'm having to use two microphones, one so you can hear me and one so everyone else can hear me.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. Can you hear the effect of my voice?
No.
No? Well, not through Skype, but like on the radio.
Well, I have to have that turned off or you'll probably hear it come back at you.
Oh, okay.
At least while I'm talking to you anyway.
So what's been up lately? What you been doing?
Not a lot, just answering the emails.
Answering emails. I haven't sent you a lot lately. I've gotten a lot.
I mean, get some directly that you don't get.
Oh really? Oh, you've been doing some side work, have you? Huh?
Hey man, I can't control what comes in the email box.
That's true. No, you gotta control the DJs, right? Keep them all in line. Keep them doing their job.
That is a full time job.
Oh yeah.
Keep an eye on them. Yeah.
For sure.
I've had some of them get mad at me about the server change. They're like, you didn't tell us. I'm like, I didn't know either, so leave me alone.
It's not Smokey's fault. I apologize. No. It was an emergency thing. We had to replace it.
I said I knew it was changing, but I didn't know the address was going to change.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I had two or three people yell at me. I'm like, I didn't know.
Virtually yell at you, right? All caps. They hurt you.
They
were loud letters on your screen.
Yes. I get a lot of that, though.
A lot of loud capital letters in bold and in 24 font, right?
Yes, if I don't do what someone wants, like, immediately, I get yelling.
The yelling, always with the yelling. So was there any, did you hear all the list of projects that I had there?
Well, yes, but I also looked at the...
I sent you that link, like, early today or something.
You sent it to me this afternoon?
Yeah.
I also got a phone call today from somebody in Georgia who wants a show, and how they got my phone number, I don't know.
They phoned you? Like, physically phoned you?
Physically phoned me.
Oh,
on my parents' phone line.
Oh, really?
How they got it, I have no idea.
Well, you just got to think about who has your phone number. Well, lots of people have your phone number. Well, some people do anyway.
Yeah, but someone I've never spoken to before, that's kind of...
Well, I've been posting it on the Shoutcast forums. I don't know if you wanted that or not.
Fantastic.
Ed, day or night, anytime, he's up 24 hours, I post it on there. Call him degrading names, he doesn't mind.
I'm used to it by now. That was Sean for 5 years, you get used to it.
Yeah.
Degrading names.
Well, I came on the radio, I got that itch, you know, that itch to do something.
Yes.
So.
Don't you have to go to work today?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to sign off pretty soon. It's like 20 after 1 in the morning right now. I got a bit of sleep last night, so I think I won't be too bad tomorrow for work.
Because I thought, after 1 o'clock, there's no way this is live. What the hell is he doing?
You know, I met up with the Abbotsford crew here.
Mm-hmm.
And met up with Sparky yesterday. We went and watched a movie, and it's just like, I got to get back in touch with the people. And doing an impromptu radio show.
That's a good idea. On the forums, people are always like, what are you doing?
Yeah, they're always asking that, so it's like, okay, fine, I've got to get on the radio and tell them what I'm doing.
Yeah, we're sorry. We're doing a lot. We just don't always have time to tell you.
Yeah, it's not always visible, too. It's a lot of it's in the background. It's like a lot of work that a lot of people don't see, and they think we're just sitting on our ass, right? And just runs itself. It just runs itself, doesn't it, Smoke?
Oh, yeah, it completely runs itself. I don't do anything all day. I just sit and, you know, watch TV. I like TV.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, but the stuff's coming. It just takes time.
Yeah, it takes time. There's not many people doing it, and unfortunately, there's not many people that can do it. Like, it's only a couple-person job. Like,
right.
Everyone's separated by long distances around the world that work on Rant Radio, so you can't just slide your chair over and hand something to the next person.
I love it when I get people complaining about server problems because I can't fix those.
I know, and everyone has a different job, and it's like, no, it's not my department, I can't do it.
That's not me, please hold.
Please hold for the next available representative.
That's right.
Oh. Oh, got a cough.
Oh, that's not that bad.
No, it's not too bad. I just hate coughing. Yeah, I'll just go have some milk. That'll do it.
No, I mean that you're milking it. That's not bad.
Oh, no, it's not that bad. But I normally don't have a cough at all, so any kind of cough is bad. And I hate coughing because it ruins, like, a singing voice. It strains the vocal cords, so I hate coughing.
At least you don't live in the States. This whole country's sick.
all at once. It's an epidemic.
We all have the flu or something of some sort.
I swear, like, everyone I meet's like either has the flu, got over from the flu, or is going to get the flu in the next week.
Right. My sister had it, got over it, and now she's getting it again.
Oh, my God.
So I'm telling everyone to stay away from me because I don't want it again. I have it already, too.
Immunity is weak. Weak. Oh, somebody else is on my friends list now. Oh, two Nicks. Now I can't remember which one's which. Oh, God.
I couldn't find it because it's on the Skype thing because you changed your username.
Oh, no, did I? No, I didn't. I didn't change that. Was it Sumerian before?
It was.
Oh. Oh, wow.
I couldn't find it.
Oh, you're getting all choppy, man.
I know, it's crapping out now.
Oh, no, it's not. It's all wishy-washy. But it's not too bad for free, right?
That's what I was doing before.
Yeah. No, it's not as bad as before when we were trying to record the commentary. That was bad. That was chopping out and just sounding awful.
Yeah, that was horrible, and we finally had to cave in and do it over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was better anyway. Much clearer.
And like we've talked about before, for those of you who buy the DVDs and wonder why Sean didn't do the commentary track, well, it's because he's lazy. I had to do it for him.
Yeah, Smokehouse had to jump in and do it for him. Hey, that's okay. Outside perspective. Not many people get to hear you too much.
That's true.
We wanted to get you on the TV show, but the technology, we just didn't have it. Like,
yeah.
They're huge, long wires. Like, the server was in, like, the back room, and all the equipment was out front. We'd have to have huge cords. So here you are. You're on here. Maybe I'll just give you a call every time I hop on here.
Well, you know, I'm usually always around, so.
Yeah, you're up till 3, 4, 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't. Not always. I was actually going to, I'm like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed. This radio station that will not leave me alone.
No, it's a full-time job, really. A full-time, non-paying job.
But no, you must turn me on to hear what's on right now.
It's calling.
Because every time I've turned the talk station on, now that we fixed it, all I hear is, like, Sean's show.
It's always Sean's show, but every single show is in rotation. Every single show.
Right. Is that all that's in the rotation right now?
Yes.
You took all the jello out and all that?
Yeah, it'll be added back in. No worries. In full force. I mean, Sean's a good draw, though. A lot of people are listening to it. But, yeah, I'm going to intersperse it with jello and some of the other shows that we've had on Rant Radio. I just have to find them. My hard drives are a mess.
Yeah, well, I've got most of it now because I've been gathering it up for the yearbook DVD.
Making the big, huge compilation.
The everything for the entire year.
Somebody asked if I'm in Tawasin. Yes, I'm in Tawasin. That is correct. Near the border, 5 minutes away from the border.
I've got a couple things left to get, and then I'll have for the big compilation, and then I should have it all.
Very, very cool. These are all like crunched down versions, like the 16K versions and stuff, so they all fit on.
Yeah, some of the stuff is, but
yeah.
I'll be getting high quality stuff of Sean's because, well, that's what people want anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
You're going to send me those and we'll get that done.
Oh, yeah, Smokehouse gets free copies. Ha ha ha. Ha ha to everyone else.
Ha ha to you. Well, I should get free something.
Something, damn it.
Because you get all my free time.
There you go. It's a good exchange, right?
It's like Henry Rollins says, you're murdering me in small increments.
Stabbing you with time, little tiny time knives. Taking increments of your life away.
Because you can't get time back.
Can't sue for time, no. Yeah, so it's about time to go to bed.
Yeah, I think it is.
So this thing that I'm doing right here isn't a scheduled thing, so whoever's on in the IRC that happens to be there.
And
you're lucky, and if I have something to say, I'll hop on.
You taped it, though, didn't you?
No. I don't tape anything. Nothing. I don't tape anything. Not at all. Not with a video camera on a videotape.
Sorry.
Yes, yes, I'm recording it, of course.
Forgets to push the button when he intends to tape it. Oops.
Right? Yeah, I accidentally taped it. Accidentally turned on the video camera and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to bed. Tired.
Yeah, time for bed. So, talk to you later, Smokey.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That's it for Smokey. Time for bed for him. Let me just turn on the music again here. There we go. Yes, live, exclusive sim. The station manager of Rant Radio. Who wants a prize? Why do you want a prize? You don't win a prize. Anyway, yeah, I'll hop on from time to time. It'll probably be late at night. 11 o'clock, 11:30, midnight, my time. Right now it's 1:30 my time, and I should be in bed. I really should be in bed. Oh, poor Joel DeForcian. Let's voice him. And so that is it for me. It's been a blast. It's been fun. You'll hear from me again. And this has been Rant Speak for Monday, January 19th, 2004. And believe me, there's a lot more coming up with Rant Media. Much, much more. It's been 5 years that we've been doing this, and there's going to be more than 5 years more, believe me. This is not a fad. So, this is me signing off, Sumerian. And I'm sure there's something else I had to say, but I'll have to say it next time. But Christian Slater will have to say it for me. This is the intro that I played at the beginning from Pump Up the Volume, one of my favorite, not my favorite movies, one of my most inspirational movies. And if you haven't seen it, go out and rent it. If you have seen it, you know why. Here we go. See you later.
Completely fucked up. You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.